Tennessee. And now, the beginning of our world famous
Steve Moore.
Like your father did, and you World, that was Mac DeMarco with Babies Wearing Blue Jeans on CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to Sup World Radio, and today I'm joined in studio by Mr. Hugo from Weed.
Hello.
And my latest contributor to Sup World, Miss Ali Haberstroh.
Yay!
I'm excited to have Ali because you're going to be hearing from Ali this week and every week.
Every week. Minus next week.
Minus next week.
Yeah.
Ali's going to be joining me every week, and this week she is going to be doing an artist feature on the band Hermetic.
Yay.
And we're going to talk to Hugo about his band, his upcoming tour, Send Off, and his upcoming tour, and his upcoming EP.
Yeah. It's exciting times.
It's exciting times for Hugo and me.
There's a lot of stuff going on, yeah. It's pretty crazy.
There's a lot of stuff going on. So, you guys have your big send-off on May 3rd?
Yes, on Thursday at the Lion's Den.
With?
With Naomi Punk and Aaron Reed.
And it's Naomi Punk's first time in Vancouver.
It is. It's really exciting, actually. I feel like we've been trying to hassle them a whole bunch for the past couple months for Nick and Neil, who are the drummer and the guitarist, to get their passports, and they did. So we went up for they had their LP release show, actually, for their album called The Feeling on this past Saturday, so on Record Store Day. And we went up, and looks like they're getting their passports, and everything's going to work out just great for them. So, yeah, we're really excited to have them up. They're super great guys, and probably, one of my favorite bands, you know?
They just put up new songs on Bandcamp, so that must be from their record that they just released?
Yeah, that one is... Yeah, that's it. The Feel It... Yeah.
All right. So, I'm going to start off the set with a song by Naomi Punk.
Cool.
Yeah. And so they're going to be playing with Weed on Thursday, the 3rd of May at the Lion's Den for Weed's tour send-off. And where are you guys going?
We are going all across America, basically. So we're going as far east as New York, and then we're going down to Texas. So I think we have a show in Austin, and then we're going to come back up. So we're gone for, 3.5 weeks or so.
What are some of the bands you're going to play with on tour?
Some of the bands that I'm really looking forward to. I know we're playing with each other in Montreal. We're playing with a band called Cross in Toronto that I really like. We're playing with Pterodactyl in New York, which is going to be really cool. And we're also playing, I forget what the name of the band is, but we're playing with one of Alex Bleeker from Real Estate, one of his side projects. We're going to be playing with them, so.
Are you still cool. doing a show with Mac DeMarco as well?
I'm not sure if, because I know that he's going to be here for May 5th, so I'm not sure if he's going to be playing that show with us, but...
Was your show supposed to be May 5th with
Well, we were talking, there were some conversations that were happening about playing that Emily Carr grad party, but I think we just decided
with
to
me?
Yeah. But that was kind of, in the past when it was first they were first coming up with the concept of what they were doing.
Yeah.
And we just kind of decided to stick with our guns and
keep on going.
Yeah, and we're really happy, I think, the way that it turned out. No kind of regrets at all. It's gonna be a really fun show, and we're super excited to bring Naomi Punk up, so
Yeah.
It's gonna be cool. You've seen them. You like them, right?
I've never seen them.
You've never seen them?
No, I've heard this record. Will's played me songs from it.
Oh.
And it's really good, but I've never seen them, so it'll be my first time seeing them.
Yeah, they're really great.
Yeah.
Yes.
So before the break, I started the show with the latest and first, I believe, 7-inch from Tim the Mute. And he just put that out on his label, Kingfisher Blues. And he was actually on Sup World last week. He works at Dandelion Records, and he was talking about Record Store Day. So that was his latest 7-inch. And then after that, I played a track called Irony by R. Stevie Moore. And that was from 1977. And he was a really early lo-fi pop musician, kind of an outsider. His father actually was a musician for Elvis Presley and Roy Orbison, so...
Wow!
Yeah, a fairly prolific musician, and he was the one who did the intro to that song, talking about Christmas time and introducing his son, R. Stevie Moore. So that track was called Irony, and then the last track of that set was Mac DeMarco's Baby's Wearing Blue Jeans, which just came out on Capture Tracks. And Mac DeMarco is going to be playing the Emily Carr grad party here in Vancouver at a place called Ochi on Pender, and that's going to be with Walter TV, New Sense, and Watermelon on May 5th. And that was the show Hugo was talking about.
Yeah, it's going to be a really great show.
Going
yeah, it's going to be incredible. And Walter TV just released an album too. I feel like it's their first album. I don't know if they've ever released like a collection of songs, 10 songs long or whatever, but they did. So it's, I would be really excited if I was here. I would want to go to that for sure.
Hugo and I rode the bus here together, and we were talking about how it's going to be a crazy 4 days in Vancouver, because in the span of 4 days, like, there's so many shows. There's your Weed Naomi Punk show, there's that Demdike Stare show, there's the Emily Carr Grad Party with Mac DeMarco, and then there's also Beach Fossils. There's so much going on. Beach Fossils and Student Teacher.
Yeah, at the Electric Owl.
Yeah, and then I forgot to mention the White Fence and Ty Segall show.
Wow.
Which is going to be crazy.
It's all within 4 days. So.
It's going to be a really packed first couple days.
It's nice. Going to be awesome. Pretty much the rest of my show, I'm going to just play bands that are coming, like, in the next 2 weeks. There's enough good stuff.
It's a good kickoff to summer.
Yeah, it's a great kickoff to summer.
I guess it's, like, the start of touring. Like, everybody's going to be coming in. Yeah. I feel like, in especially, like, you know, towards the end of May and, like, the beginning of June, it's like, oh...
I wonder if it also has to do with, like, Coachella Riff Raff and maybe, like, people on their way to Sasquatch or something.
That's really true.
We're kind of in between the two festivals, and so lots of people are coming through before or after.
I never thought about that. One of my friends, somebody I know, like, from a while back was in Coachella, and they stopped by on their way home back to Alberta. And it was really interesting. It sounds like a pretty crazy time, I guess. I've never been.
Yeah, I've never been.
Never been either.
No. I'm not really, like, a large festival kind of guy. I feel like it's
kind of
a pretty...
concerts the next 2 years?
Yeah.
Everyone.
It's like, I don't know, they seem too intimidating and kind of, like, you can't escape. Even if you want to.
Yeah, they can be a lot. When I was a teenager, I went to Sasquatch.
Yes.
It was fun, but yes. I think I would rather just see shows in a smaller club here.
Yeah, totally.
It's less money, too.
Yeah, like, Coachella's so expensive. It's like hundreds of dollars, and you have to get there and everything.
I don't know, yeah.
Yeah.
Those kids.
Kids. Yeah, so coming up in this... the rest of the show, I'm going to be playing tons of bands who are coming. I'm going to be playing Dive and Frankie Rose, who are playing tonight at the Biltmore. Dive is a new band on Captured Tracks. One of the guys was in Beach Fossils. And then Frankie Rose is an artist on Slumberland, just put out a record. Used to be in Vivian Girls and Dum Dum Girls and Crystal Stilts. And they're playing together tonight at the Biltmore. I'm going to play some Spiritualize. They just came out with a new record and are going to be playing here in May. Some Ty Segall. They just put out a new record with White Fence, who are going to be playing here in May. I'm going to play some Naomi Punk coming up next. And some Weed.
All right.
And I also have a song I'm going to dedicate to my dad.
Yes.
By a band called Bleached. And we've got Ali's Hermetic feature, so stay tuned. Right now you are going to hear... The Spell by Naomi Punk.
I'm
that song was for you, Dad.
Thank you. Western Canada's largest independent music and arts festival, Sled Island, features over 200 bands, including Feist, The Hold Steady, Archers of Loaf, and Andrew WK. Sled Island also features comedy, film, and art at multiple venues in Calgary, Alberta, from June 20th through the 23rd. Festival passes are on sale now at sledisland.com. Get your sled on.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
What's up, world? 101.9 CITR. That's Vancouver, people. Vancouver, British Columbia. Don't get confused. My name is Calvin Johnson. Thanks for listening.
We are back. You're listening to Subworld Radio on CITR, and you just heard from a little band called Weed. And in studio is Mr. Hugo, bass player of Weed.
Hello.
The song was called Ben's Tour, and it's off your new Gun Control EP.
That it is.
Which is in the mail?
It's in the mail. It's coming. I don't know. Well, I'm sure Will has a pretty good handle on it, but I think it should hopefully be here within the next week and a half. Cross fingers that it's here for our tour kickoff.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Then do we have to wait a whole another month to get back before we can buy it in stores?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on when we get it.
Yeah, that's true.
But it'll be okay. Maybe we'll send a couple, especially for you folks at Zulu. You know,
sounds
a little
good.
Postcard or something.
Yeah,
we got a nice postcard last summer too.
Did you?
Very informative.
Oh, from?
It was some from museum in like nowhere America.
Oh, cool. Yes.
You got a postcard from Weed Tour.
Well, clearly it wasn't very memorable, the postcard, but yeah. Come on.
Where was it from?
I don't remember. It was from some museum, some, like, history museum in, like, rural... It was from Will.
Really? Huh. That actually makes sense. I guess he would have... Yeah.
It didn't make it up, I swear.
Did Weed stop at some rural history
museum? I have no idea.
If they did, you were sleeping in
honestly,
the back of the van.
Will does whatever he chooses on tour.
You guys are probably still like asleep and Will's off like exploring the
it's
town.
It's kind of the way it goes. Well, and I feel like he writes a lot more correspondence than I give him credit for, because I've walked in on him writing a couple letters. So I don't
letters on tour.
I don't know who they're to. I'm not.
Wow.
That's as far as I'm going. I'm not saying anymore.
Generally, I don't even expect like texts from my friends when they're on tour, but a letter.
I know, right? That's pretty crazy.
So if anyone wants a letter, go see Will.
Yeah,
at
Will
the show.
Will write you and give you postcards and from strange places.
Strange natural history museums.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's true. I did get a postcard from Los Angeles.
Did you?
Yeah, when you guys went, I guess in January.
Yeah, the one time Will promised me that he was going to send me a postcard was during, over Christmas, and he never sent it to me, so I've yet to get correspondence.
It'd be pretty impressive if he wrote you a postcard, like, from one stop on tour to, like, some show you were going to later on tour.
That would be really nice, actually.
Will, if you're listening.
Will, if you're there.
Keep that in mind. If you want to win over Hugo's
heart. The weight of my heart is by sending me a postcard on tour.
If you want to keep on good terms with your bass player.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
So, coming up now, we have a giveaway. We have a pair of tickets to see Kurt Vile at the Biltmore May 25th. So to win these tickets, you need to call into 604-EBC-CITR and answer the following skill testing question.
What are you wearing?
That's it. That's all you gotta do.
That's all you gotta do.
Call in and tell us, and then you're gonna win 2 tickets to see Kurt Vile at the Biltmore May 25th. That sounds like a pretty good deal.
Is that the Biltmore?
Yeah, it's at the Biltmore with Dum Dum Girls.
Right. Oh. I knew it was with Dum Dum Girls, but last time we played at the Rickshaw, the Biltmore is gonna be pretty, like, is that intimate?
For the Kurt Vile?
It's gonna be packed, and but it's still
too,
like
yeah, it's packed for Dum Dum Girls as well, I would think.
Yeah.
When I saw him at the Rickshaw, it was pretty packed actually still too, so it was good.
Yeah, when he played with Thurston Moore. Yeah.
I like that.
So call in 604-UBC-CITR if you want to win tickets to see Kurt Vile and Dum Dum Girls May 25th at the Biltmore. So I guess I should tell you what I played before the break. The last song was Ben's Tour by Weed. Before that, you heard from the new Tricycle and White Fence album called Hair. And the song was called Time. Those guys are playing May 4th at the Waldorf. Before that, you heard a band called Bleached. They're from California, former members of Mika Miko. And that one was for my dad. And before that, I started off the set with Naomi Punk, who are a band from Seattle who just released that record. Hugo, is it 12-inch?
Yep, it is.
Or like it's LP, full length?
It's off of, it's on Couple Skate, which is, for those of you who have been to Seattle and been to the Cairo, which is, I feel like it's kind of like, I don't know, I feel like you might have gone to the Cairo before.
I've been to the Cairo. You've been to the Cairo?
Yeah.
It's a great space.
It's Ian who books the Cairo. It's his record label, so they're just like a whole bunch of Capitol Hill bands that are on it, but it's really good. It's really cool. And side note, they actually almost didn't get it out in time because of Record Store Day.
What does it have to do with Record Store Day?
They ordered it fairly ahead of time. Like, they had... They had done everything, like, whatever, they gave the appropriate time frame. But because of Record Store Day and everybody was ordering records, both the records and the sleeves came late. So the night before their record release, they had to, like, express ship, like, 50 records in order to get them in and, like, do all the packaging. And I guess they stayed up really late. But, yeah.
I wouldn't even think of that. But you're right, probably a lot of the, like... pressing plants.
Exactly. I definitely didn't think of it, but it makes sense, you know?
Yeah, that makes total sense.
It's cool.
Interesting. Did you have a fun Record Store Day? Did you do anything for Record Store Day?
No, but that was because we were playing a show the night... Well, I went to Seattle at night.
Right.
But the night before, we were playing a show, and we didn't play until, like, 4 o'clock in the morning, so I slept all day.
All right.
Yeah.
How about you, Allie? Did you have a good Record Store Day?
I always have a good Record Store Day. I got a Saturday off, which was nice. I never get Saturdays off, so even that in itself was great.
Did you see any shows?
Not really. I didn't really. I went to Red Cat for Lady Hawk.
Cool.
That was good.
I would have loved to have gone to, like, Dandelion. Dandelion...
I know, I didn't go to Dandelion
seemed
either.
...seemed to be doing, like... I didn't know that they even had shows and stuff, but it's pretty interesting.
I'm pretty sure you actually went to the Dandelion show, Hallie, because I went with you.
Well, I didn't go to during the day to buy records. Well, that night I went to the show. Fine.
How was the Dandelion show, you guys? Yeah?
We rolled in
pretty memorable,
style,
huh?
It was pretty memorable.
The Zulu crew rolled up to the Dandelion Record Store Day show in a stretch limo.
Yes.
White. Not SUV.
Amazing. Are you seriously not joking?
No, we're not seriously joking.
Oh, wow.
Way to make an entrance to the other record stores.
Yeah.
Record
Store Day. Way to, like, you guys are so much better than everyone else.
Like, yeah, we'll show up, but.
In a white stretch limo.
Late in a white stretch limo.
Oh, hey, guys.
Casual.
We just got off work.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a true story, actually. So, Allie.
Yes.
Your radio debut is you are going to talk about a local band called Hermetic.
Hermetic is a two-piece, half of which I work with. Eric, JJB in Yaletown, good customer service. You want to go visit him? Get your record signed when you get it at his show on May the 4th. He'll be there. Yeah, they're awesome. They're not like bells and whistly and like filler. They're just very much, I think with two people, they've really whittled down what's important to them and what's important to their sound. And they've got like just a very, very tight set going. They're great.
So there's only two of them?
There's only two of them.
And there used to be more?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay.
Potentially.
Okay, cool.
I've only known Eric for 2 weeks, so.
Oh, nice.
And they're playing a show, like we're talking about those crazy four
on the best
days.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Crazy so what's weekend. The show? It's on May 4th. They saved it to that date so they could say May the 4th be with you. Classic.
Really? Is that true?
Yeah. They're playing with Chung Antique. They're from Seattle. In Movie Land. I think they're from here. Vancouver.
I wonder if they named themselves after the arcade Movie Land.
I noticed that they came up on the music, like there was some Music Waste stuff in Movie Land came up, but that was my first instinct.
Interesting.
That's cool.
Mm.
So where's that show?
That's at Art Bank on Powell. It's gonna be awesome, and you can buy the record for like $10, which is worth it because it's awesome. Yay!
So it's the song.
The song's Nixon's song.
And this is off. Is it a new record?
Indeed. It's the release party on the 4th.
Ah.
So.
Crazy.
Yeah. Brand new.
Wow. That's good. That's cool.
Yeah.
12 inches.
They've been a band for a while, but they've done a bunch of tours, but now they've finally released an album.
Which is a perfect fit for the show, because pretty much everything I played is bands with brand new records who are going to be playing in Vancouver next
week.
We're
on it.
It's true.
Bands with new records are playing in Vancouver next week. How topical.
Topical.
All right, so yay. Anything else more you want to say about Hermetic and Nixon?
Now that you've put me on the spot, no. I can't think of anything now. Just, it's awesome and it's great and you should invest in the record.
All right, here it is.
Shame pulled from the gallows, those
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
We are back. Show's almost up.
That's it. That was really quick but really fun. Thank you.
Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you guys for joining me.
Thanks for having
us. It was
a
great show.
Yes.
I didn't even get to play all the stuff I was going to play because we had so much fun just talking. Talking about music.
Just talking.
Talking about exciting things that are coming up. So, we have two more songs for you. It is going to be two tracks from bands playing tonight at the Biltmore. The first one is going to be Frankie Rose from her new Slumberland record called Interstellar. She's headlining tonight, and opening up is Dive, a new Capture Tracks band, side project of Beach Fossils. So, those are going to be the two last tracks on Sup World.
That's good.
Yeah, a great show.
You played a lot of, there's a lot of now going on.
Very relevant.
Yeah, next 2 weeks. Are you going to the show tonight, Mel?
I am going to go to the show tonight.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. Is somebody calling in to tell us what they're wearing?
I don't know. It's quite possible.
It's flashing. call back during the song. Tell us what you're wearing, and you can win tickets to see Kurt Kyle and Dum Dum Girls. Okay, so I've been joined by Hugo from Weed.
Hello.
And my lovely new collaborator, Allie H.
Yay. Farewell.
Yeah. So, thanks for tuning in. Sup World is every Tuesday morning, 10:30 to 11:30. So, here is Frankie Rose on Sup World. Thank you for tuning in, and have a lovely week. Make sure you go to some of these shows, because there's lots of good ones coming up.
Glasses full.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose...